It's time to return once again to the series we've been doing here, Our Neighbors in Business, sponsored by Ann Arbor Spark. And the theme for April is mobility. How do we get around? How do we get around more sustainably, more intelligently, more cost conscious? And here to talk about addressing some of these questions and some solutions to some of these quandaries is Lillian Webb, Business Services Program Manager and Get Downtown Director for The Ride. Good morning, Lillian.
Good morning.
I am so glad that you're here today because I don't utilize your services enough, and I really apologize for that. And I feel like, you know, generally speaking, not enough people are utilizing the ride. Do you think that?
I think a lot of people probably could benefit from it more than they know.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're going to cover about some of the different ways you can benefit from it and this Get Downtown program and a very fun commuter challenge that involves ice cream. Okay. Now you're listening. Let's go ahead and start with the commuter challenge since I've gone ahead and said ice cream. How can people get involved with this? What is the commuter challenge? I like a good challenge.
The commuter challenge is not a hard challenge. It's a fairly easy challenge where we're inviting folks in our community connected with the Ann Arbor area to sometime during the month of May choose to walk, bike, carpool, use the bus.
Yeah.
In some way to get to work. And for doing that, we're happy to provide you with an incentive such as ice cream, but also gift card drawings and some other really cool stuff.
Yeah, I like this ice cream idea. We were talking off the air how excited I was about the ice cream. But yeah, there are prizes involved, and we can talk about some of the prizes, but the challenge itself is to try to get folks out of the cars and into some other methods of transportation, right?
Right. It can be something that works for you, and we recognize that people have different needs, but this is an opportunity for you to kind of reflect in order to get that ice cream or see those other things of, hey, maybe most of the week I am doing this other thing that makes it so that I need to drive or stick to my routine, but maybe Fridays are your loose day.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have a 9 a.m. meeting on Tuesdays. That would be a good day to park and ride the bus or ride your bicycle.
Yeah, one of the things I like to talk about on this show is that it takes many drops to fill a bucket, right? And so if we make these little teeny tiny changes, over time, they collect into a big bucket full of changes. And so if each one of us just once in a while can do something like that, it can really add up over time, can it?
Exactly.
So you can get details at getdowntown.org about this. But how do I get involved with the challenge itself? So I'm interested in getting the free ice cream and some of the other gift cards that are up for prizes. But there's a couple of different ways, right? I can do it as an individual or with a group.
Yeah. Your first step is going to be to head online and head to getdowntown.org, and we'll get you signed up. It's a really easy process. It's free. And then from there, you can tell us when you take your first trip, whether it's by biking or using the bus system, walking, carpooling. And once you've done that, we've got your email and we'll contact you about getting that ice cream voucher for Washtenaw Dairy. But there's also another opportunity where if you're willing to invite other people and have more community around this, we're inviting folks to invite their workplace. So
wow.
We invite folks who've signed up to say, hey, if you're the first person at their organization, maybe you will step up and be one of our challenge captains. And that just involves saying, hey, this is my workplace. This is how many people work there. And that just lets us understand what size you are, because we have a workplace prize that's based on the size of the organization.
Oh,
so
okay.
Smaller orgs are competing against other smaller orgs for just participation.
Sure.
So you're not having to bicycle each and every day in order to beat the person next to you. You just have to get more people to log trips.
That's wonderful. What a fun thing. You know, we're always looking for team building exercises at work. What a fun way to do that. And you're helping be more sustainable and helping out the environment as well. I feel like it is difficult when you're driving a car to do something quickly in Ann Arbor. Like, I'm just going to drive downtown real quick and do that. And I feel like if more folks were doing things like biking or riding the bus, that wouldn't be an issue for most people, would it?
Yeah, one of the enjoyable parts about using the bus system or even carpooling is getting that time back in your day, so that if it is a little bit slow going, getting downtown, if we're all trying to get there at the same time, we're in each other's way. But when we kind of travel together, at least some of us, the one who's not the driver, can be scrolling on our phone, getting ahead on email.
Yeah. Or just taking a nap, you know, as long as you're not driving. You're right. And so, yeah, we go to getdowntown.org and find out all about this commuter challenge. When does it start?
It officially starts May 1st, and we have until May 31st to take one of those green trips.
All right, just a couple of weeks from now. Very cool. So, yeah, get involved and get details at getdowntown.org. And there's a couple other things you could do to help be more sustainable and more carbon neutral, and things like vanpool and park and ride. And you wanted to touch on a couple of those things, right?
Yeah, sometimes folks are aware that they're driving. They would like to bike or walk, but where their community is, where their home is, it would be a long walk.
Right.
And I totally get that.
Sure.
So we want to make sure that folks know about vanpooling, which is an opportunity to join a shared vehicle. We have vanpools coming into Ann Arbor from communities like Flint, Toledo, Jackson, all over Detroit metro area, where there are commuters who are have jobs here in Ann Arbor. They're professional. They need to be here at a certain time. And they, instead of seeing each other on the exit ramp every day, they meet up at a spot and they get in the same van or SUV, and they come into Ann Arbor, and then they go their separate ways, and they come back, and one of them's driving and the rest of them are, like we said, minding their own business.
Right. You say that they come from all over the place, folks using this van pool. For real? Like Toledo, Flint, that kind of thing?
That's correct.
That's really something.
There's almost 100 or so van pools that are currently coming into Washtenaw County for work. Yeah.
Holy cow. Yes, I don't think people realize that. That is very cool. So how do I find out more about that? Is that at theride.org?
Yes, there's a page on theride.org for vanpool. We're calling it Van Ride. And we also have links to that at getdowntown.org. So we will be happy to get you there.
Oh, okay, cool. And then Park and Ride, that's not vanpool. What is Park and Ride?
Park and Ride is a good option for folks who are driving into our central business area in Ann Arbor, and whether it's near U of M's campus or a downtown area and currently paying for parking. If there's an interest in saving money, Park and Ride are locations where the parking is free and the bus pulls right into that location. So it's very easy to board, and for the last 5 minutes of your trip, you're saving yourself, you know, what you would pay for the monthly parking pass by just parking in these free lots and paying for the bus fare instead.
All right. So when I when I'm going online now and I see people complaining about things like traffic and stuff, I have answers to some of these questions, because every once in a while you'll see like a thread of people will be like, getting around is hard. Well, we have answers to some of these questions. Getdowntown.org. You'll get downtown. You can get resources. You can find out more about who's participating, find out about how to bus or walk or bike. And if you got to take a car, there's tips on that, too, at getdowntown.org. And find out about more sustainable options. And you had one more thing that you wanted to mention about sustainability, right?
Yeah. During the challenge, one of the really interesting things that folks can view and track is our progress, whether you're in the challenge or not. We will be keeping track of how many miles not driven, the estimated emissions saved from these trips. So even if you're already doing these things, we'd love to have you participate in the competition, just so that we can show our community that these bike trips, these bus trips do add up and what the impact is.
That's cool. Yeah, I like the things where you can monitor your progress, because it makes you feel like you're doing something. You can actually see the actual progress that you're making. That's very cool. All right, so we're all going to go to getdowntown.org and get involved with the commuter challenge and find out more while you're there. I want to say thanks once again to Lillian Webb. She is the Business Services Program Manager and Get Downtown Director. Thank you so much for coming in, Lillian. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Mornings with Scott Vertical on Ann Arbor's 107.1.